Of Weights and Legacies, written by Ranger Jedi 67 and read by Flower Parish. This is a Lord of the Rings fic, rated for general audiences, featuring the characters Aragorn and Boromir. This is part 5 of the What Peace Brings series. Legacy. It was such a simple word with such a deep meaning. Growing up, Boromir had soaked up the stories of his house like a sponge. He knew what he was. He was a son of the House of Húrin, a future steward of Gondor. It was a legacy he was proud of as a child. As a man, it was one that weighed heavily on him as war dragged on, and his people despaired. But the war was over now, and the line of kings had returned to Gondor. Boromir did not regret Aragorn's impending coronation. He'd made his pledge to his king, first at Amon Hen when he thought he was dying, again on the eve of battle at Helm's Deep when he was well again and it would genuinely mean something if they survived the battle, before offering reassurance that he meant it when they celebrated victory and survival after Helm's Deep. He'd swear his vow of loyalty before the whole city after the coronation, as was expected. No, there was no regret in this for him, not now. Still, it left him wondering what his own legacy would be. His father's legacy was tarnished by his end, and he couldn't help but feel that tainted his own. Son of a steward who gave in to darkness at the end. Son of a steward who sent his own son to certain death without valid cause. And his own failings were even worse. Gave his oath to Frodo, only to succumb to the One Ring. He could have damned them all. And yet, while he would not be a ruling steward, Aragorn had asked him to take the role anyway. Aragorn wanted him as his right hand. Boromir did not know if he could do it, if he deserved to have such a position now. He may have been raised to be a steward of Gondor one day, but he was a military man through and through. Captain of the White Tower, leader of Gondor's army. That was who he was. Faramir was more suited to be the right hand of a king. Boromir just didn't know how to tell either of them that without causing more arguments. With carefully worded questions, he'd tried to get a sense of how Faramir would take it, and his brother had immediately insisted that he was being too hard on himself. His beloved little brother would not hear a word of it. Nor had Pippin, who had come around the corner right in the middle of the disagreement and instantly taken Faramir's side of the argument. Boromir supposed he deserved that for attempting an important conversation in a corridor rather than one of their rooms or even out overlooking the city. He'd not been brave enough to attempt to broach the subject with Aragorn. He knew his king had his own struggles with living up to a legacy. Running a weary hand over his face, Boromir slumped against the wall. He looked down over Minas Tirith. His city was battered and broken, but his people's spirit was not. They would rebuild. And now, in peace, they would prosper. Aragorn would see to that, Boromir was certain. Boromir just needed to figure out what his place in that future would be, and what sort of legacy he would leave. You are Isildur's heir, not Isildur himself. Arwen's certainty seemed so easy. Aragorn wished his own could be. He was no longer just a Dúnedain ranger. He had accepted his heritage fully. The weight of his ancestors' many mistakes weighed heavily on him now. It always had, but the invisible weight of the crown that was soon to be placed on his head just made it worse. The legacy of his line was both a blessing and a curse. There was strength, but also great weakness. Had Isildur been stronger, this war never would have happened. But then again, a great many things never would have happened. Aragorn himself may not be there had Isildur been strong enough to throw the One Ring into the fire himself. The road of what might have been was a dangerous one to travel, and one that served no purpose. Aragorn knew that. It didn't stop him from thinking about it. Staring at the throne that would soon be his, he also had to ask himself what his own legacy would be. As a descendant of Numenor, he would live many years yet unless injury or illness took him. He had a long time to fashion his legacy, to shape the kingdom, the world he would leave behind. Knowing where he wanted to start, to rebuild and help his people heal, didn't quite seem like enough. For now, though, he knew it needed to be. The other question was more personal. Who did he want, need, at his side as he ruled? He knew his heart lay with Arwen, and he hoped that when the elves coming for his coronation arrived, that she was with them. Hope that she would stay, would marry him and be his queen, blossomed quietly in his heart. There would be those opposed to it, he was sure. No matter his heritage, to many of Gondor, he was an outsider. Arwen would be too. He knew enough of politics to know there would be those among the nobility of Gondor who would be hoping to entice him to marry one of their daughters. But he would not. Arwen had his heart, and that was final. It soothed something, knowing that Boromir supported him in that. His friend's quiet assurance that he and Faramir would both stand with him in support of his marriage to Arwen helped reassure him that it wouldn't be a battle with everyone. He knew Boromir felt the weight of legacy as strongly as he did. When his friend, soon to be his steward, arrived for their meeting, perhaps they could discuss the topic. Boromir watched for several long moments as Aragorn stared at the throne. Finally, he ventured out of the shadows and approached his king. "Everything all right, Aragorn?" Boromir asked. Soon enough, he would be expected to use his friend's title, not his name. Whether Aragorn liked it or not, there were protocols, and Boromir would follow them lest others think they need not. "History and legacy can be a burden," Aragorn said quietly. "But you know that as well as I do." Boromir winced. "Indeed, they can be a heavy weight or a ghost haunting every decision." Aragorn nodded. "If we let them be," he agreed, "perhaps they can also be a guide, a help, rather than a hindrance." Smiling ruefully, Boromir replied, "I thought so once. When I was young and before Gondor spent so many years at war, I saw the good in my house's legacy. Now I see all those I let down with my own weakness." Turning to him, Aragorn shook his head. "No, Boromir, I will not have you see it such. The One Ring was strong, powerful. Over the centuries, it turned so many to its will. You did not seek your own gain, but rather protection for your people. It did not sway you with selfish promises, but rather with hope. And you returned to yourself quickly, fought with bravery and honor to protect our companions. You had a moment of weakness, but it does not negate all the good you have done." Raising a brow, Aragorn asked, "Did Frodo not tell you the same? Did he not offer his forgiveness and understanding?" Boromir ducked his head, but nodded. "He did," he offered quietly. "That does not change what I did, or make the tarnish on my honor disappear." Aragorn placed a hand on Boromir's shoulder. "If I agreed, I would not want you at my side," Aragorn told him. "But I understand that sometimes forgiving yourself is the harder part." Boromir looked up at his king. "Are you certain it is wise? I am a soldier, Aragorn, not a politician or a diplomat, no matter my training from my father." Aragorn squeezed his shoulder. "Absolutely certain," Aragorn assured. "There is no one else I would have at my right hand." Boromir bowed his head. "Then that is where I shall be, my king," Boromir vowed. Aragorn tugged him in and pressed their foreheads together. "Thank you, my friend," Aragorn said quietly. Hope and faith bloomed in Boromir's heart. Perhaps together, they could forge a legacy both of their houses would be proud of. The end.